Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and it's Friday, June the 22nd, 2018. And here's your Friday edition of The Daily. The camp in your pocket is getting a large update soon. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp is moving to version 1.6, which raises the animal level cap from 20 to 25. They're also adding in updates to increase speeds of animations and conversations, more sort options for your contacts and items, and more bugs and fishes and shells. I haven't touched the game in quite a while, but maybe it's time for a little refresh. You know, since there's no console release anytime soon, this is the easiest way to get that Animal Crossing fix. There are two Kickstarters for Nintendo Switch accessories going on currently that have been getting lots of attention. First one is for a Bluetooth audio transmitter called Genki, G-E-N-K-I. It's a device that you plug into the USB-C slot at the bottom of the Switch to provide a way to connect your favorite Bluetooth-enabled headphones. An awesome solution for wireless headphones while playing in handheld mode. The second one is called Flip Grip, allowing you to play the Switch vertically in handheld mode while still using the Joy-Cons attached. If you're a shoot-em-up lover or a fan of vertical-screened arcade games such as Punch-Out, this is totally up your alley. Both Kickstarters are fully funded and have over 2 weeks to go. You can find them by going to Kickstarter.com and searching Nintendo Switch. Nintendo has recently posted a Minecraft trailer showing the ability to cross-play with those who have an Xbox One with a quote of "Explore together, survive together, better together." Nintendo of America also tweeted, mentioning the Xbox Twitter account, saying, quote, "Since we can play together in Minecraft now, did you want to build something?" Unquote. These are obviously indirect shots at Sony regarding their stance on keeping their platform closed on cross-play opportunities. The pressure has been getting stronger ever since they prevented any Fortnite accounts that started on the PS4 from being transferred to the Switch. Sony is holding strong, but I'm hoping for that day, one day. Suggestion: take a look at the game called Ninjala by Gung-Ho. It was unveiled at E3 to be released on the Switch. There's an obvious Splatoon inspiration here, as it looks to be an online multiplayer-focused game with ninja kids and bubblegum. And it looks promising, although definitely some work needed. After my playing experience, it could definitely use some work on the controls. But random fact, Takeshi Arakawa, former co-producer of the Dissidia Final Fantasy series, is involved with the development of the game. Give it a Google and see what you think. And that's all for today. Don't forget about the release of Mario Tennis Aces today. After this episode, I'm going to head out to the Best Buy, grab my copy, and get started on making a racket with rackets and getting on these elimination brackets. Anyway, shout out to Nikki for recently favoriting this podcast. Thanks, Nikki. And again, I'm coming up on episode 100, and I'd love to have a Q&A session for that episode. With that, I'd love some questions from you all. So if you could, leave me a voice message on the Anchor app with any questions you'd like to know about me or the podcast. Or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. For the ones chosen, you'll win a free digital game. Simple as that. So please, please send me your questions. And with that, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.